During this conversation, MPI Senior Fellow Doris Meisner has a discussion with former Congressman Romano Mazzoli about the passage of the 1986 Immigration Reform and Control Act. Congressman Mazzoli and former Senator Alan Simpson received MPI's Leadership in Public Policy Award for their bipartisan work and authorship of the 1986 legislation. Here now is Doris Meisner with Congressman Mazzoli.
Congressman Mazzoli, it's just a tremendous pleasure for Dimitri and me to welcome you and for MPI to honor you and Senator Simpson with our Leadership in Public Policy Award.
Well, thank you very much. But, well, a couple of quick things. The honor is mine, and I have here with me my wife, Helen, my beloved bride of 52 years, who was a very important part of everything I've done. And you and Dimitri and everybody with your group, Kathleen, and everyone should be very proud. This is a wonderful turnout in a city in which every one of you has five or six other things they could do. I think this is really quite a tribute to you and the work you've done. And finally, Dimitri's 5 minutes reminds me of the 5 minutes of members of Congress use. I mean, you know, those 5 minutes go on and on. Anyway, it was well done, well done.
Well, you know, in thinking about this, we were reminiscing also, and we remembered that we met in 1980.
That's right.
So that is now 32 years of an ongoing association. That's really an amazing thing. And so we're very, very pleased to be able to have you here and to go, you know,
thank you so
take
much.
Off on that.
One of the highlights of my experience in Washington was being in the Rose Garden when Bill Clinton named you the Commissioner of Immigration, and I thought that was an important choice on his part and an inspired choice, and you did a very good job then and continue today.
Well, thank you very much. So in honoring you and Senator Simpson, what we are trying to draw attention to is, of course, the contribution that you made by co-sponsoring the Immigration Reform and Control Act of 1986, now 25 years ago. Yeah. And that was, of course, very important because of the framework that it set up for addressing illegal immigration. It was also particularly notable, and maybe in retrospect as much or more so, because of the truly bipartisan way in which you did it. By most counts, this was at least an 8-year effort. Yes. It was 2 years in the Select Commission on Immigration and Refugee Policy, the Hesburgh Commission, where the basic ideas were developed. And then it was 6 years mm-hmm. of very hard work in the Congress to actually get it done. So we're going to talk about that journey a little bit. But before we do, we are going to hear from Senator Simpson, who could not be with us this evening because he's out of the country. But he has given us a nice video, and we're going to run that video right now.
Good.
Hello to you all there tonight. I very much wish I could be with you. Circumstances prevented it, and I deeply regret it. But I'd love to see you again, Doris. We worked on so many things together for so long. And Dimitri and the Migration Policy Institute, they do good things. They do shed a little more light than heat in Washington, which is good in these times. And then my old pal Ron Mazzoli, I'm sure he's just sitting there with a grin on his face like a wave on a slop bucket, as my old man used to say. That means it's a big, wide grin, not the slop bucket. Let me tell you, that's one of the greatest guys I ever worked with. He's just a special pal, a chum, a dear, dear friend. And I don't know if Helen's there, but God bless them both. And as far as things go, it's the 25th anniversary of IRCA, and it was always a wonderful thing. At least I was very proud to see that about 3 million people came out of the dark under that bill, and it wasn't a very successful one because of one thing, but at least, as I say, nearly 3 million people. I think they were from 93 different countries, if I recall. Anyway, it was huge. And I meet them around the country. I'm sure Ron does, too, and it's a great pleasure. It gives you great satisfaction. And the reason the damn thing didn't work very well is because we couldn't get what we desperately needed, which was a more secure identifier. And, oh, boy, when we put that baby in and we knew, more secure identifier, slide card, We thought revised Social Security, something maybe with the maiden name of the person's mother on the back, something that would be solid. And I tell you, it was a riot. I think the right and the left just came unglued. They began to slaver slightly, kind of the stuff trickling out of the corners of their mouth, that this was a national ID card. Think of it, a national ID from the right, Grover Norquist and his happy band of warriors. From the left, the ACLU and their happy band of warriors. It was cremated. It was dead. And now they're talking about, retina scans and fingerprints. I haven't seen a single article about the slippery slope or the intrusions on privacy and all the rest of it. So you get a chuckle out of it. Honestly, you do. But anyway, continue your great work. Have a great evening. And just know that the pleasure was working with Democrats and Republicans and getting things done. And the reason things don't get done now is there's no trust. That was the coin of the realm in my day, and now that coin of the realm is severely tarnished. And we'll burnish it up again, and I know it will be. I'm an optimist. But have a great evening, and Ron, be sure to send me my half of the prize, and I'll be checking on you and see what you got. What we got. Anyway, we have. My wife would be listening. God bless you all. Have a great evening. Love to all.
Yeah. I have spent most of my life playing second banana to this guy. And it looks like I'll be second banana tonight.
Oh, my God. It does. It really is.
How is Al?
So, it's wonderful to see Senator Simpson. It's absolutely wonderful to see the two of you even in a distance back with each other. But, you know, he makes that really essential point at the end about trust. Yeah. Trust is the coin of the realm. So let's pick up on that and talk about that a little bit. I mean, here you and Senator Simpson were obviously from opposite parties, different parts of the country, in the Senate, in the House. The Senate was under Republican leadership. The House was in Democratic leadership. How did you develop that trust?
I think the trust was twofold, Doris. I think one is the trust that Al had with me and I had with him between ourselves. And then the trust that I think we had with our colleagues, Al in the Senate and I in the House. As far as the trust between Al and me, it was really formed in some of you might remember conferences that the Brookings sponsored down at Williamsburg that brought together the Justice Department, the Judiciary Committees of both houses, and the courts system. I remember once Justice Berger came. And Al came to those, and Ann as well. We became friends, and so we had that kind of trustworthiness. I think Al never felt and I certainly had no reason to think that either one of us was trying to gain a political advantage or some party advantage. We were trying to do a tough job in the best way we could do it. So we had trust within ourselves. And as I mentioned to you once, we were probably the first two to have joint House-Senate hearings. And I remember Time magazine featured that because that just hadn't been done before. Also, Al and I traveled around the country to talk to different interest groups about the bill. And, of course, as you know, Al is 6'9", and I'm not 6'9". So it was like, you know, the odd couple of immigration. But we would go to these places, and Al is a cowboy, Wyoming Cowboys. He said, just like the cowboys of old, you go in back to back, you know, protecting one another's back. So we did that. In a sort of allegorical way, and I think we had the trust of our colleagues because neither one of us was trying to gain political advantage. Each one of us was, I think, a person of his word. Each one of us respected the assembly and the body. We respected government and felt that there was a role. So I think we had trust between the two of us. We had trust with our colleagues, and that allowed us to, after this arduous odyssey of 6 years, almost eight counting the commission, to be able to put a job done, a job on the table, which eventually President Reagan signed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the things about immigration that's always been so curious is that the disagreements tend to be as strong within each of the parties as they are between the parties. Mm-hmm. So I wonder whether you could reflect a little bit on what some of the tensions were within the Democratic Party.
Right.
And what were the hardest compromises that the Democrats had to make and the hardest compromises that the Republicans had to make?
Well, within the Democratic side, I think it was, there were areas of strong disagreement with with groups in organized labor because of the part of our bill, the three-legged stool, part of it was an agriculture temporary worker bill, and there was a fear that that would bring in cheap labor and some way to undercut organized labor. So there was tension there, tension with demographic and environmental groups because there's just how many people can you assimilate, bringing more people in either through legalization or just by having a temporary worker program could strain natural resources and strain the environment. So he had difficulties there. Civil liberties, and Al brought up in vivid detail in his own colorful way about the fact with the swipe card, the possibility of an identifier being an invasion of civil liberties and somehow an inhibition in that regard. And immigrant advocacy groups felt that the striking of the Texas Proviso, which meant that you could have enforcement at the workplace with employers, was once again aimed at minorities and therefore had a certain discriminatory element. So within the Democratic side of it, there was quite a little roiling and flux and trying to get all these pieces together. Within the Republican side, I mean, you had a lot of business groups that didn't like they wanted to keep the Texas Proviso, which allowed them to hire knowingly undocumented aliens. And there were obviously in certain agricultural groups, you didn't do enough, we need more people than the H-2A program. So there were a lot of tensions, and how we resolved them, I think, almost gets back to the trust factor. I remember vividly, so I was on the floor today showing some friends around, and I remember vividly when we had three different votes, I guess, and this was probably the last one, and two members that I know on their own part were not particularly devoted to the bill. But they came up to me and essentially said something to the effect that we're going to vote for this to get this off the floor into conference with the Senate on the surmise and the prediction and plan and hope that you'll round off the rough edges and send a bill back that we can really vote for. So I think it was in the Senate the same way. Probably members of the Senate voted for that bill, and not because they thought every jot and tittle of our bill was it or we had the gold standard, but because Al Simpson was a man of his word and he would stick behind and not bring something to the floor that was going to cause them grief. So I think that we got over the tensions because we worked hard 6 years, kept going at it, persistence, patience, and turning out a work product that I think we could always say, if not this, what?
Well, let me give you the opportunity to just share with us what's been your greatest satisfaction about all of this, looking back on it? And if you have any advice to your successors, we'd love to hear it.
Let me get to the advice first. Wear steel underwear. Always steel underwear. That's the advice for anybody who wants to get into the field. As to the greatest joy, and Bishop DiMarzio and I have been friends for a long time when he was Father DiMarzio, and now he's Bishop. But it's seeing, and you talk about people. Dimitri, you brought up about people. We're here to help people, sometimes disadvantaged people, people who are marginalized, people on the outside who wish to come in and should come in. And to be able to do that through legalization, one of the most tangled issues that it presents itself again today with, who knows, 11 million people here without papers. But it presented itself then with 5 to 8 million. But we did something that we needed to do as part of the three-legged stool, legalization, work enforcement, and temporary worker, by allowing these people who are here, good people, hardworking people, God-fearing people, to somehow earn a regular status. And when I was in 1996, after I left here in 95, but in 1996, I went to El Paso, and for a naturalization ceremony, I've been at many of them and spoken at many of them, and they're wonderful. I've always told people who have really argument about immigration, and you can have it, but please go to one naturalization ceremony in your lifetime, and you will see all of the threads of immigration weaving themselves into that beautiful tapestry that we call America. But it was in El Paso, several thousand people, many, many of whom were being made citizens by reason of the legalization bill, wonderful. I might say also as a little sidebar to the story, it was in the University of Texas El Paso Fieldhouse. And some of you might remember back when it was Texas Western. It was an all-black basketball team that played the all-white University of Kentucky basketball team and won the national championships. And festooned from the top of this were all these banners celebrating the university, celebrating Texas Western, but not celebrating University of Kentucky. So here I am as a Kentuckian down there. I have to sort of bear the ignominy of being reminded, you know, that we didn't win the national championship. But, of course, as a further sidebar, is that just you might integrate collegiate basketball that day and forevermore. But seeing those people, Doris, becoming citizens, having a right to venture into the future, free of any worry, free of any concern, is really the greatest joy, along with working with this guy, Al, who's, as I say in my own ways, a piece of work, and to have worked with a piece of work is not a bad day's work in itself.
Well, I'm sure everybody here joins me in saying thank you for your contribution. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
More information on how to donate to MPI's 10th anniversary, visit www.migrationpolicy.org/celebrate10th event.